Ever wonder why some people set the kinds of goals they do, or why people might start a goal and give up on it after only a few days or weeks of trying? Learn how different ways of thinking may help you to set goals for this coming year today on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Hi, I'm Lindy Kirby, mother of seven, a speaker, singer-songwriter, mentor, author, podcaster, and the founder of the Be Do Concept, and you're listening to the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks so much for listening. This is the second episode on the podcast where I teach about the Be Do Concept, the different ways of thinking, and how you can use this concept to improve your relationships in your life. I discovered this concept over 10 years ago while I was still married and trying to understand my husband's different way of thinking, and I've been learning about it ever since. It's powerful, it helps me to love and understand people, and it really helps me move forward in trying to be who I feel meant to be and do what I felt inspired to do. Today, I want to share some differences I found in the ways people think about their goals that might make a difference for you. With so many people thinking about New Year's resolutions and setting goals for this coming year, I thought this would be a great topic to start with. Before I get started, though, let me give my disclaimer that I'm not a doctor or a credentialed therapist or psychologist. I have spent thousands of hours studying this concept, but I'm not a doctor and I don't hold any kind of degree. This concept has come through my personal studies, through prayer, and trying to learn how to love people who think differently than me. It's really been an answer to my prayers, and I hope it might be an answer to yours as well. As a quick review, the Be Do concept is about a spectrum between two different and opposite ways of thinking. On one side of the scale is people who think in more of a being or a be way, those that are focused on how they're trying to be. And on the other side of the spectrum are those who think in more of a doing or a do way. Those are people focused on what they're trying to do. Neither one is bad, but they're often misperceived and have very different strengths and weaknesses. And this is especially the case when it comes to different kinds of goals that they each may be trying to set. As more of a do thinker growing up, most of my goals have been on the doing side of the spectrum. I love setting goals related to music. I've written over 300 songs, produced 4 music albums, written and orchestrated a couple musicals, as well as lots of other goals in my other interests of computer programming, making websites, creating videos, and doing a number of different things. These goals have always been easy for me. I love doing. I love accomplishing things. And I've sometimes wondered why other people have a harder time with their goals. Well, what I've learned is that a lot of it has to do with the different ways we think. While some of these doing type goals have been really easy for me, the being type goals that I've learned that be thinkers like to make have often been a struggle for me. But B thinkers are a lot better at these types of goals. It really is all in the way you think and how you set your goals. My best friend was a B thinker. She always liked to set goals as well, but her goals were a lot different than mine because her goals were more of the being kind. For B thinkers, their goals are usually about trying to improve themselves, trying to make a difference in the world, or about attributes that they are trying to improve themselves with. Things like being more patient or being more honest. I've always been really inspired by my B thinking friends. A lot of them are people who serve in the PTA or serve in their community. They have a big picture way of looking at things, and I've really been impressed with all the things that they do in the world. As I started to learn more about their B-type goals, I started realizing that a lot of the goals I make are actually pretty small and actually self-serving. They weren't outward focused like some of my B-thinking friends, and though I liked the kind of goals I set, I started to wonder if maybe I should be making more of these B-type goals. For me, however, trying to set B-thinking goals seemed almost impossible. I didn't see how I could balance my family and those kinds of goals with everything else that I was doing. my doing goals take a lot of my focus. And that's how do thinking is. It's focusing on the details that help you get things done. In my mind, family always comes first. And so I always was doing things for my family. I couldn't imagine ever having things totally under control enough to be able to think about some of those being type goals. All of my doing type goals were done in the spare moments I had, like when my kids were in bed or when everybody was busy and occupied, and I just had a quiet moment to myself. I've always admired those be thinking goals, but I didn't feel like I could ever do them. That started to change for me when I got divorced and all of a sudden found myself with loads of time, more time than I could ever want. I only got to be with my kids every other week. And though I had so much more time than I did before, I started to struggle in getting things done. I had felt inspired to write a book, but for some reason I didn't feel like I could do it at all. It was too big. It was too hard. And looking back now, I could see that it was also a being type goal because it was going to change who I was and not just what I was doing. I've also realized that there's a lot of other people trying to accomplish either being or doing goals, and they don't understand why some of those goals feel so much harder for them than others, and why some people don't seem to struggle at all. What I've learned is that it really matters the way you think and the kinds of goals that you're setting. If you're trying to set goals in more of the big picture be thinking way or in more of the detailed do thinking way, they're both great, but it will be easier for you if you have the same kind of thinking that goes along with those types of goals. Be thinkers are great at setting the types of goals that I was talking about. These are the kinds of goals about trying to be a certain way. They wouldn't want to do anything that didn't fit with the kind of person they wanted to be, because it has to be genuine and true to who they are, because they're always about trying to be. For do thinkers, it's different. And for me, it was always about doing. It had nothing to do with trying to be anything. I liked working on the kinds of projects that were fun for me. I liked doing them and completing them. And I also liked the appreciation and comments that came after I would finish something or put it out into the world. Even though some of my be thinking friends thought it was about trying to be someone, it never really was. It was just about the doing. That's actually an interesting part of the concept, because both ways of thinking are usually quite inspiring to the other side. When my be thinking friends would go serve on the PTA or do some amazing thing in the community, I thought it was about doing, because that's the way I thought. I had no idea how they were able to do everything they were doing. But I've also learned that when I would produce a CD or put out a musical or something, my be thinking friends thought it was just so amazing. They imagined that I was trying to be that kind of person and that I must be being how I wanted to be so that I could go and actually be to other people as well. We tend to believe that other people's lives are always better than our own. But whether you're a be thinker or a do thinker, I think most people don't have their lives all together, but they're just doing or being their best. My perspective shifted as I began to learn more about the B way of thinking. For B thinkers, of course, all their goals are going to be about being. So as I learned, I wanted to try to figure out if I could make my book writing goal more about being instead of doing. As you're learning about these different ways of thinking, being able to set goals that are more oriented to the way you're trying to learn will be helpful. Unlike my do way of thinking, where I just had to keep working and doing the things I needed to do to accomplish the goal, now I needed to think about being the kind of person that would help me to finish the goal. I realized that I wanted to be the kind of person that could help others that were struggling in their relationships. That completely changed the goal for me. It was less about finishing a project and finishing the book, but instead about the people I wanted to help, trying to be an inspiration and trying to be a guide and a mentor to others that I might be able to affect on the way. Being for a do thinker is a lot harder than it is just to get something done. It changes who you are, And that's been pretty scary for me. All those doing goals I did before didn't really change me in the same way that these being goals have changed me. And it's been getting me out of my do thinking that's actually really helped me to move forward. There's been a lot of fears I've had to face, but it's actually been really amazing. I've also had the chance to work with other be thinkers, encouraging them to change some of their being goals into more of a doing goal and using that do way of thinking to be able to accomplish it. For them, I've learned it's just as scary for them. It feels like they're changing who they are, because for them, what they do is just the natural extension of who they are. So to work on changing something that they are doing feels like they're changing who they are. But it also moves them forward in just the same types of powerful ways. So as you're setting goals for the next year, I just want you to think about the kinds of goals that you're trying to set. Most B thinkers don't even try to set do thinking goals. They may feel like they're just too hard for them, but if they do, they're about self-improvement, trying to be better, trying to be a different way throughout the year. And do thinkers set goals more related to projects and getting things done. They may want to become better, but they're usually going to focus on something that they could do that would help them to get there. Both of them are very good, but it's really important to understand these different ways of thinking, especially when you're trying to motivate yourself or to encourage other people in trying to get their goals done. Depending on the kind of goal you set will be easier if you think in the way. If it's a being type goal, then be thinkers are going to do pretty well at those. If you're a do thinker and you're trying to do the doing type goals, then that's going to be easy for you. The problem comes when you're a be thinker trying to do a doing type goal with a being mindset, or you're a do thinker trying to do a being type goal with a doing mindset. This can be really hard for you because it's not the natural way to think. It's also really important to recognize the struggle, because though it might be really easy for you to do or to be, it can really seem even impossible to someone who thinks in an opposite way. To show love, you'll need to be understanding, compassionate, or to just switch the goal completely so that it'll work for them in a way that they think. For B thinkers, try to think about how they could be that would help them to accomplish their goal. Thinking about how they want to be is actually encouraging to them and can help them to be able to be that way, which would also help them to do the goal you want them to do. For do thinkers, it can be overwhelming to try to be a certain way. It just feels too big and overwhelming. But if you can think about some things that they can do that would help them to be that way, then they're going to feel inspired. They can do whatever you want them to do, but to be just seems a little bit overwhelming. So this could really help you as you're trying to encourage others, or if you're even trying to encourage yourself so that you won't give up on it, but you can keep on moving forward. I really do feel that God wants us to improve ourselves, but how we go about that can be completely different. And I think it's really important not to judge others when people do set goals, even if they're completely different than our own. Everyone's learning, everyone's growing, and we learn in these different ways. I'm super grateful for what I've learned, and I hope it's been helpful to you. If you have questions, I'm happy to answer them, so please message me or send me an email. I'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments. I also offer private and group mentoring, so if you'd like some more support beyond the podcast, you can find that mentoring on my website at lindykirby.com or on Facebook. I'm pretty easy to find. Thanks so much for listening. I really do appreciate it. I'd also love if you would help spread the word by sharing my podcast or giving it a good review, subscribing, anything that could help me to be able to reach those people who may be struggling. Too many people feel like they can't be the person they want to be, or that they aren't doing enough But a lot of these people also don't realize how inspiring they are, especially to other people. And I just want people to be able to recognize that they have so much value and that they are inspiring and that they're doing amazing, being amazing. But sometimes we just compare ourselves or look at each other in different ways that we actually don't need to, but we can be more compassionate to ourselves. So again, thanks for listening, and I'll talk with you again next week here on the Be Do Concept Podcast. Thanks. See ya.